the new Connect FM, and it's 2:33. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And our guest on the phone with us is Senator Mike Frerichs. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mary Lynn. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Thanks for taking some time out to chat with us. And if you've got a question for Senator Frerichs regarding Health Alliance, you're more than welcome to connect at 359-CALL. That's 217-359-2255. And Mike, we've had you on a couple of times. So let's just do a quick review. So this all happened back in April when the state decided to end its contract with Health Alliance.
Yes. So April 6th, they announced the awards for new Health Alliance or new health insurance, and Health Alliance was not one of the companies who was offered a bid.
Right.
Now, that provoked immediate protests. I mean, I think many of your listeners, probably thousands of constituents who have contacted me, very much concerned about how this will affect their access to health care.
Mm-hmm.
So Health Alliance filed a protest. That protest period has ended. Department of Health and Family Services has had an opportunity to submit their information, and as of 5 o'clock today, the protest review begins.
Okay. And how long can that protest review take?
Well, we don't have a deadline for this to end, but people are expecting it to take a couple of weeks. So the Chief Procurement Officer with the Executive Ethics Commission has an opportunity now to look at the Health Alliance protest, to look at the department's counter. He'll be studying that. I know he's going to put a lot of time into it before making a decision.
Now, was this the same person, though, who decided that the state should end the contract?
I think it's the same person, but a lot of us expect him to rule in favor of the contract as announced because he's part of the governor's office. He's the head of the Executive Ethics Commission, but has been part of this process. And so what we're really preparing for is COGFA's meeting as soon as he makes that announcement.
Okay.
And for those who aren't familiar, COGFA is the Commission on Government Forecasting Accountability, who has the power to advise and consent on the open access plans.
And what's unique about you, Mike, in your position is you're one of the only local elected officials who is on this committee.
Yeah, we have one representative from the Springfield area who I've worked with very closely because he has a lot of the same concerns I do.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to consent to this, it's going to require 7 of 12 members voting in favor.
Okay.
I think feel pretty confident that unless they reveal a lot of information that we at this point find unbelievable, we'll have the votes to reject this proposal.
Okay. And so then if you reject, so the petition, so it is so crazy. This is like a watch. It's like a ball game.
Yeah. And that's why so many people are contacting me.
Yeah.
They're worried. They're confused, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And we really need to wrap this up soon for fear of disrupting people's access to health care.
Okay. So if, the procurement office, if they decide to go ahead with the original proposal, which was to end the contract with Health Alliance, then it goes to you guys at COGSA. You guys, if you can get the number of votes, you could say, all right, no, we reject what you've just said. And then that kind of kicks it back into let's start over with the bidding process.
That should be resetting the button here. We hit the restart button and start over. Current contracts could be extended while they go out for bids again.
Okay.
And I just feel very confident that if we do that, people won't lose access to their doctors. They won't have to pay significantly more to keep their doctors. And these new bids, I believe strongly, will save the state money.
Okay.
I think that's the proper route to go. I think it's fairly clear to me that COGFA has the ability to do that. Unfortunately, there's some people in the governor's administration who are saying, oh, COGFA just has the ability to advise. We don't have to follow what they say. But I think it's pretty clear what says advise and consent. It means we have the ability to reject this and to force them to start over.
So you have teamed up with a coalition of senators because the whole reason this happened is the state says that by ending their contract with Health Alliance and going with Blue Cross Blue Shield, that they're going to save a considerable amount of money.
Well, they said that originally, that there would be $100 million in cost savings. And I applaud them for trying to do that. I just don't think their numbers add up. And unfortunately, because of this protest, they feel that they have been unable to release any information to the General Assembly, which has been incredibly frustrating.
Well, why couldn't they release information?
Well, they felt that it while they're going through the protest period, they didn't want to do anything to offer information that could be used against them. And really, this is a result of a new procurement law we passed a couple of years ago. In wake of Governor Blagojevich's problems with procurement and trying to shake down state vendors for money, we created a firewall between elected officials and vendors. So there couldn't be this communication and solicitation of campaign contributions.
Okay. That
was well-intended, but the problem has been communication broke down, and we've got this problem here right now. The unintended consequence is you're looking at a massive disruption in healthcare coverage for about 100,000 people in the state, almost all of them downstate, and I think it needs to be fixed. I think we have a solution. I proposed it to the governor. He seemed receptive. I just wish that some of his employees under his command were working a little more closely with us to fix this a little more rapidly.
And when you say fix this, do you mean the new procurement laws, or are you talking about the working with COGSA?
Well, I'd like them to work with COGFA and realize we do have the ability to advise or consent, the ability to reject. There's been some confusion there on their part. I don't think it's confusing to me, but they have a different opinion. But also, in the future, I think there's some things we need to do to tinker with this procurement bill. In the wake of Governor Blagojevich, we wanted to make sure that it was airtight, that there wouldn't be the ability to have the corruption. But we've realized that there are some unintended consequences, and I'm also serving on the Senate Procurement Committee, working on reforms to our procurement law.
Okay.
And for those people out there who are U of I employees, they've known for the last year or so that there are real problems with this and overreaching that have hampered the ability to do research at the University of Illinois. And we're working to fix those as well.
Okay. So now what you recently did was you joined this bipartisan coalition of senators requesting details from the governor and the Department of Health Care and Family Services on those projected cost savings. So what has the response been to this effort?
It's been fairly quiet, and understandably so. The protest period has been going on, but as of 5 o'clock today, it should be over. Matt Brown, the chief procurement officer, should be getting his review, and I don't see any reason why, from this point forward, they can't share information with the General Assembly. So I'm hopeful they will make their consultants they used available to the General Assembly, available to COGFA, to answer a lot of questions that we have.
Now, what happens, Mike, if you look at the numbers and you know, when it all shakes out, it all pans out, and it looks like it really would save the state a bunch of money?
You know, then it's going to be a very tough decision. We don't want to have state employees lose access to their doctors. We don't want to have them necessarily spend 300% more in premiums and copays.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clear our state budget has some real problems, and we need to find some savings. I just think all the numbers they have used don't make sense to me. When they talk about saving $100 million, they're going to force around 100,000 people in the state of Illinois either onto an open access plan, which would be more expensive for the employees and more expensive for the state, so I don't see any cost savings there, or they're going to force them into a Chicago area HMO that doesn't have networks established downstate, and that's going to have real problems.
I think we
just sort of look at some of the general numbers. Yes, they may think there's going to be savings. When you really start digging into them, I just don't think they're going to materialize.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Senator Frerichs about the Health Alliance deal. And I guess I'm curious, since all of this has gone down, I'm sure the governor's heard an earful from people who are saying, wait a minute, I mean, there's just no way. I mean, even here in Champaign County, in your district, you know that there's just not enough doctors available for the folks that would need to move over. Has the governor, maybe he wasn't thinking clearly about that when they went ahead with this originally. Do you think that some of this information will change their mind?
Well, I think because of the procurement law we passed, the governor wasn't involved in this decision. He feels that it was handled well. It was handled with appropriate people and firewalls between him and them and the vendors. And so I don't think he considered those consequences. I think he wanted to be removed. I've now made them aware to him, and he's told me, you're right, those are problems, but we followed state law. What I'm saying is you can follow state law and still have unintended consequences. They're going to cost the state money, be disruptive to health care for people, and that we ought to take opportunities to fix that. And for people who say, when they say, well, we think we can save money doing this, I also feel very confident if they would just step back, realize some of the unintended consequences, listen to COGFA, and push the restart button, if they went out for a new RFP, I am sure that they would save even more money over the first round.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, we can keep access to health care and save the state money by starting over.
Okay. Well, we will keep an eye on this. And you can go to Mike Frerichs' website, Senator Frerichs' website, MikeFrerichs.com, and keep up with the information, sign up for the newsletter, and stay informed that way. That's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I hear of new news or something, I've been reaching out so that you can help inform our listeners, and really do appreciate it, Mike.
Hey, well, thanks very much. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners. It's a busy time here in Springfield, but I know this is a big issue that has a lot of people very concerned, confused, and upset, and I appreciate the ability to communicate with them.
Good.
Well, wonderful. MikeFrerichs.com, and you can check out that letter that Senator Frerichs signed with 34 other senators, or is that 33 senators? 34 total?
Yep.
Maybe I'm doing fuzzy math. I should come work for the state. No, I'm just joking. All right. So, yeah, check it out there, and we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Well, Mary Lynn, Diane, thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.
Enjoy the day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.